More than 12 million American families relied on food donations last year, and a recent U.S. Department of Agriculture survey found that the demand at food banks is increasing. However, much of the food given to pantries is not nutritious. Howard Bike of the anti-hunger and anti-poverty organization Share Our Strength says people can help by donating healthier items.
Number one is protein, fresh, frozen or canned chicken, beef, pork or fish, vegetables, fresh canned or juice, fresh fruit, or even canned or fruit juice, soups, beans, nuts, cereal, and that can be oatmeal or cereal bars, milk, and that can be evaporated or powdered, baby food, and healthy snack items, things like pretzels, multigrain crackers, and pudding, things like that.
But what you're getting are cookies and potato chips.
Generally speaking, we are. There's a lot of candy and sugared cereals and things like that. If you visit a food bank, you'll see that, unfortunately, there's not nearly enough healthy items there.
And people give more to food banks at this time of year, right?
Well, you would think so. And actually, it is a time of great generosity in the United States during the holidays. But the challenge that we're faced with is that we see an increase in the amount of giving, but not necessarily the types of giving that is most effective in addressing hunger. Specifically, many donations are cans of beans, cans of peanut butter, and although that's very much appreciated, what we're hoping for is that many companies and citizens will contribute more healthy, nutritious meals to their food banks.
Do people buy things to donate to food banks, or they just give you what they're trying to get rid of?
It's really a broad range. Some people buy things at their grocery stores and then donate it. A very large percentage of the food donations are actually done through corporations, food manufacturers.
What about preserving the food through the donation process?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people might say, well, I'm going to give canned food, like beans and peanut butter, simply because I don't think the food bank has the refrigeration capabilities to store it. And I urge people that the best way to address that is just to ask. If you are in a community and there's a local food bank or food pantry, before you donate food, see if there is the capacity to refrigerate and freeze foods. In many cases, many of the food banks and food pantries are very sophisticated operations with lots of different ways to store a variety of different foods.
Is there evidence that the poor who rely on food banks are obese?
Not necessarily, but one of the growing problem, again, is this issue of access. And if the primary point of access for food for a low-income community is the food banks and they are stocked with unhealthy items, yes, it is directly related to obesity. So that's why we're urging folks to stock food banks with healthier alternatives.
Howard Bike works for the anti-hunger organization Share Our Strength.